Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Have you looked up into the air and thought maybe you saw a bald eagle? It's possible they're around. In fact, more and more of them are around these days, and ComEd is aware of that. Sarah Race is the Senior Environmental Compliance Specialist at ComEd. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
And you've been working on a little project here this week. Tell me about it.
Sure. We have two wildlife biologists up in a helicopter for the last 3 days looking for eagle and osprey nests in ComEd territory, which is basically all of northern Illinois.
And they're looking so from what, I-80 north or what sort of area?
It's basically, all of northern Illinois. We do go south of 80 as well, and we're looking for active eagle and osprey nests. So not only nests, but active ones. So ones that will have actual birds in it or eggs in it. It's a perfect time of the year because the trees do not have leaves on it yet,
mm-hmm.
and so we can see them much clearer.
And so what happens when you identify them? Why are you looking?
So we're mapping them all out, and then we put them into our system. But ultimately what we do is we look at all of our distribution lines within a quarter mile of those nests, and we assess those lines and those poles and retrofit them to be avian safe so that if an eagle or an osprey or other birds land on those poles, they would not be electrocuted.
You know, Sarah, I should know the answer to this, but if it's typical when you see a power line above, if a bird lands on that, it would be electrocuted?
No, it's not necessarily typical.
Okay.
It's just if they hit, a phase-to-phase or if they get their wings. It just depends on the size of the bird and the sizing of the lines and the pole.
Okay. And so where are you finding the birds or how many are you finding?
Well, we don't have the results yet because they're still in the air today. I can tell you we did do this 5 years ago and we found over 50 nests. We are expecting to find more this year because the eagle population has been doing so well after the last 5 years. So we'll see. We're happy to follow up and give you the outcomes.
Now, I live in Lake County, southern Lake County, not too far from the lake. And I thought I might have seen one this week. I'm pretty sure I saw one maybe a year or two ago. And that isn't all that surprising anymore, is it?
We're hearing a lot more about them and we're seeing a lot more sightings, as well as we're getting a lot more information from our customers and employees of sightings of nests and eagles.
Do they tend to be along big rivers or not so much?
Yeah, generally they will nest near rivers because they eat fish for their food. So at least as one big source. And we're finding many more. The population is increasing.
I don't know much from ospreys. Can you explain them for me? And are they in a similar habitat as eagles?
Sure. Ospreys are also a raptor, and they are getting much more common in Illinois as well. What's unique about ospreys is they like to nest on man-made structures. So they are much more inclined to put a nest on top of a ComEd pole or a utility pole or a light structure. Generally, the population has not been very strong in Illinois over the years, but we're seeing a lot more of them.
Okay.
We have had to relocate one osprey nest because it did build a big nest on one of our poles.
And how did you do that?
It wasn't very easy. It took some time and a lot of coordination with Illinois Department of Natural Resources, but we actually built a new pole with a platform and moved the whole nest when it was not active. And the ospreys did come back the next year.
So we're talking, okay, so the ospreys were gone for the year when you moved the nest?
Yes.
Okay. But you'd have to climb the pole, a pretty high pole, to get to the nest, right?
Yes. They usually will use a large bucket truck.
And they reuse their nest from year to year?
Correct. Both ospreys and eagles return to the same nest.
I did not know that. Okay. So tell me about these platforms then. And let's go back. So the power lines we're talking about, are these the big transformer lines with the big metal, poles, or are these typical closer to the ground power lines?
These are distribution lines, the ones that are typically
the
on the street or behind your house.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay.
So eagles, generally big birds will not get electrocuted on the tall lines, the transmission lines, because the spacing is so far apart.
Okay.
They may collide into those lines if they don't see them, but they will not get electrocuted typically.
So this is, we're talking about lines where they can make sort of a positive and negative charge.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's in someone's neighborhood. So you see one, you see they're within a quarter mile of a power line. Tell me about the platforms you build.
So the platforms are only necessary if we have to remove or relocate a nest. And again, in 17 years I've been with the company, we've only had to do that once. And when we did it, we waited for the birds to leave the nest, which is, you know, late summer, early fall. And we built a new pole with a platform, and we relocated the nest. And again, we waited and surveyed it the following year and saw that the ospreys came to the new location.
That's quite a problem. That's quite a project that you undergo if you're only moving, if you've only moved one nest in the past several years.
Well, we're not undergoing this project to find out what nests are on our poles. We're finding out where the nests are so that we can protect them from electrocution. So again, because they roost or they hunt from our poles frequently, because it's usually the highest, it may be the highest thing in the area. So they will rest on our poles to hunt for fish or hunt for mice. And so we want to make sure that our poles are avian safe. And so they, if they go to rest, that they are not electrocuted.
So how do you make them avian safe, Sarah?
We put covers on them and we add more spacing to them so that if they do fly and their wings touch, they won't touch another side, so they wouldn't get electrocuted.
Fantastic. Are there other programs like this that you're involved with? I'd never considered this.
So this is the Avian Protection Program, and this has been around at ComEd for about 15 years. Yes, we have lots of, we do a lot of protection of endangered species. We have a prairie program where we restore native habitat all over Illinois. So yeah, we have lots of environmental programs. We'd love to talk to you more about them.
Yeah, let's definitely make a point of doing that later this spring, maybe. Sarah Race, the Senior Environmental Compliance Specialist at ComEd. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right, not too good weather for, all right, the weather's a little tough for eagles and ospreys this afternoon. Here's Mary.